Welcome back and happy Tuesday here in New York with a dear friend of mine, Miss Monica Murthy, who is co-founder of How She Works. And Monica, so happy to get you on the show. Nice to see you again. So with that, let's dive in. Obviously, you and I have been talking about some of the issues as it relates to being a woman in the space for a long time. But I'm curious, can you talk a little bit more about what the inspiration was for How She Works?
Absolutely. So I go to a lot of events for women in tech, women in business, and I think to start, I don't always feel like there's a great kind of ratio of different experience levels, people across different industries. Working cross-sectorally has kind of defined my career, so I wanted to bring that to a wider group. Second, I think really focusing the conversation around allyship. So I've almost exclusively worked for men in my career, and I've always worked for amazing people who have advocated for me. But I think a lot of women in the industry have supportive bosses who maybe don't know how to sponsor them in their workplaces. So trying to create more of a conversation that brings men to the table and explains to them, you know, how to better advocate for the women that they work with.
That's incredible. And I think you bring up a lot of interesting points. So I certainly am a big advocate and believer in cross-industry collaboration, where it's very easy, whether you're within your organization in a specific role or group, to be very siloed. But that's also true within an industry, where there are so many incredible learnings and experiences that you can get from other industries, other people, other, like you said, other levels of career. So I think that makes a ton of sense. So tell me a little bit more about, so I get the why. So what is the how? How does How She Works function? What is the structure around it?
Right. So we've been live in San Francisco for several months now. Both my co-founders are based there. We just launched in New York last month, which is exciting. But to be honest, it's been very grassroots and community driven. So one of the volunteers in our group went to an event and said, "Hey, you know, this was great. It was about kind of venture capitalists and different trends." And she said, "I think we could bring a more diverse panel to this group, but I think we could also stop asking people what it's like to be a lady in XYZ industry." So that was the first event that we did. We had a venture capital insights panel, probably the most diverse group of VCs ever put on a stage together. But we didn't really ask them about it. We just said, you know, you are all rolling up your sleeves, you're doing the work in your industries. What would you want people in your stage to know, you know, if they were 2-3 steps behind you? I think a lot of times the answer to how did you end up in so-and-so career is, "I knew a guy." Well, if you don't know a guy, how do you get there? And that was the idea, is we brought people to sit in front of these venture capitalists and kind of like learn and understand. And I would say that's kind of the differentiating factor for How She Works all around, is that it's really about kind of moving away from stage one in women's groups. That's really what I think is the differentiating factor for How She Works. Stage one with different, you know, women in tech groups was about sharing our struggles, understanding and validating how we're feeling. I think stage two, which is where How She Works comes in, is really about kind of pushing it to the next level, giving each other tips that we can apply in our real lives. So, you know, when you go to a panel about engineering, how do you as an engineer kind of push yourself to the next level? What do you do as a first-time manager? People talk about corporate politics all the time. How do you actually navigate that situation? My favorite is negotiating a raise or negotiating your salary. We all know we have to do it, but what are the actual words that you use to negotiate your salary? So just kind of being a little more tactical and application-based.
Or what are the pep talks you give yourself in the mirror before you get
there?
I know a little bit too much about those conversations, but no, absolutely. I think it's fascinating because, to your point, not only for women, but this idea of tangible takeaways from conversations, I think, is so crucial. And even when I think back to when I was an entrepreneur and going to all these events, and it was all like, to your point, first of all, even on the VC side, it was like, oh, it's like a marriage. It's all for warm interest. Like, okay, but how do you do that if you don't have that network? Or it's nice to hear these stories, but make it more relatable and real so I can leave with, at minimum, inspiration, but ideally key things that I can go and start implementing the next day if I wanted to.
Well, it's exactly that, what you just said about kind of, if you don't have that network, how do you get there? The idea is that we're kind of democratizing information and networking. We're putting you in front of the people who can answer your questions. And this idea of kind of giving more than you take is how the community operates. So if you'll meet with 2 people, you know, every couple of weeks and explain to them how you got to your career, just your thoughts, your advice, that will come back to you in some form.
That's great. So what are you most excited about for HashiWorks for 2020? We're getting to another decade. What does that look like?
Very tough question. I'm excited about all of it. It's brand new. Check back in a year later. But to be honest, I think probably kind of thinking more critically about how we can foster mentorship. So I'm very lucky to have had amazing mentors in my life, but I've also gotten really, really great advice around how to find them. I think a lot of people assume that you have to go to someone and ask and say, will you be my mentor? Mm-hmm. When really it's, you know, it's much more organic than that. As cheesy as this sounds, you're looking for like an energy fit. And so trying to kind of make that as prevalent as possible, putting people in front of as many potential mentors as possible and trying to find that fit. We're still working on exactly how it's going to happen, but really excited to launch something like that in January.
That's fascinating. So last thing, if someone is interested and inspired by what we just talked about, what's the best way for them to get involved?
Absolutely. They can reach out to me or one of my co-founders, Asya Bradley and Taylor Sims, or they can head to the How She Works website, which is howshe.works.
Perfect. We will include that link at the bottom of this article. As always, you can click the link below, read Monica's full background. It is an inspiring and interesting story. I certainly love hearing more details about you, as always, and all the How She Works stuff will be there as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Until next week.